normalizing relations with Israel. Once a yet-to-be-formed transitional parliament has approved the step, so not immediately. This latest news comes from two Sudanese government sources who spoke to Reuters on Thursday. Hamdok's government has so far rebuffed U.S. advances to get Sudan to follow the lead of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, both of which signed agreements to establish formal ties with Israel last month. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump signaled that Washington could remove Khartoum from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, which has hindered Sudan's ability to get relief. Meanwhile, sources in Khartoum and Jerusalem said Thursday that an Israeli delegation had visited Sudan on a one-day return trip Wednesday to discuss fresh ties between the two countries, who have long been adversaries. The European Union imposed sanctions on the head of Russia's military intelligence and one other official on Thursday and said they were responsible for a computer hacking attack on Germany's parliament in 2015. Russia in May denied the accusations and said the EU lacked evidence. China on Thursday threatened retaliation over the U.S. sale of $1 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday it had approved the sale of 135 air-to-ground missiles to Taiwan in a move Taipei's defense ministry said would build its combat capabilities. China's foreign ministry on Thursday accused the United States of violating agreements signed by Beijing and Washington in the 1970s, establishing diplomatic relations between the two governments. A ministry spokeswoman said that the sale is, quote, sending a very wrong signal to separatist forces advocating for Taiwan's independence. Democratic and self-ruled Taiwan fears it is under threat of invasion by China, whose leaders view the island as part of their territory. This is VOA News. A source close to the investigation into the murder of a French teacher for showing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad